Everyone in my class is learning ASL, said Rachel. Our deaf professor uses sign, his PowerPoint, and gestures to communicate with us.
Is any of your family deaf? Logan asked.
I wish I knew. My dad's family can all hear, but my mother was adopted. I want to research her birth parents, but it's kind of a sensitive subject for my mom.
Bridget frowned.
Your mom doesn't know her birth parents' names?
When I asked in high school, Mom said she believed her birth mother had made the best decision she could. She didn't want me to search for her birth parents, but I need to know about their genetic history.
Nothing about adoption is easy. I understand why your mom is sensitive about it, said Cassandra.
We studied about causes of deafness in my class with Dr. Bryant, Rachel bit her fingernail. There's even one called Usher Syndrome 3, where people lose their hearing in their teens and 20s, like me. Then, when they're 40 or 50 years old, they also go blind. Cassandra knew enough from Meg to know that being deaf didn't have to be a barrier to a great job and family and life. Adding blindness would definitely be harder, though.
Rachel fought back tears.
What if I have that? Or what if I carry a gene that means my future children will become deaf too?
Surely the odds of you having that specific type of syndrome are very, very small, Rachel, Cassandra reassured. Don't get ahead of yourself in worrying.
I'm going to convince my mother to let me take a DNA test over semester break to check for the genetic syndrome, Rachel added. I found my mom's birth certificate and searched my birth grandmother's name. She was a student here at Morton in the 1970s.
What a coincidence, said Cassandra.
Rachel's eyes flickered off to the side before meeting Cassandra's.
Not really. One reason I chose Morton was to find out more about my birth grandparents' families. My grandmother is dead. I saw her online obituary from 1976.
Cassandra had heard of students choosing a college because it was near the beach or they'd been offered a good scholarship. Following your dead grandmother's footsteps was unusual, at best.
Promise you won't tell my mother I knew all this, Rachel pleaded. I may have stooped for that birth certificate.
Cassandra didn't want to tangle with anyone's mother.
I won't tell your mom.
Rachel blew out a sigh.
Thanks, Dr. Sato.
No worries, Rachel. But what if she finds out you went behind her back?
She'll be mad for a little while.
Rachel shrugged off the warning.
Now, for the rest of you lot.
Raising a finger, Cassandra made eye contact with each of them in turn. Smoke grenades are not a joke. The college frowns upon blowing up stuff. Lance showed Cassandra his phone screen where he'd typed a list for the class advocacy project titled Things on Campus That Aren't Accessible, Public TVs Not Captioned, Public Announcements Spoken in English Only, Classroom Videos Not Captioned, No Emergency Alert or 911 Text System. If they presented their concerns appropriately, Cassandra would be happy to help.
I look forward to seeing your advocacy proposal when it's finished.
She stopped short in her inner office doorway.
And Logan, you'd better study for your history test, because no way is a class boycott going to happen.
It worked before at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C.
Rachel looked eager to start right now.
They got out of classes for a week, got the president fired, and pressured the board to appoint the first deaf president in school history.
Cassandra advised, in any negotiation, it's better to make your requests privately first, before you escalate to more serious and public moves.
That's not what Professor Bryant told us. He was at Gallaudet in 1988, and he says deaf people are tired of fighting this battle.
Professor Bryant's student advocacy project had the bones of a great learning experience. But campus anarchy was not how Cassandra planned to end her first semester. Demonstrations and boycotts were the last thing the college needed after the difficulties of last month. With Nielsen's exit, it fell to her to keep the peace. She'd have to keep a close eye on this project.